Yeah, if you could find, if you can get the local bar to hang a bristle board up for you, that's about probably as good as it's going to get. And you just have to make your own in-house league or something. There's nothing wrong with that. You just have to find enough people interested. I usually, the leagues I generally play in, they have, you know, a mixture, you know, total noobs, beginners, you know, that shoot, you know, pretty poorly. And they have a ball. They love it. Because we have leagues, you know, or the divisions. And so, you know, if you try to keep those teams that, you know, with the people, you know, that are weaker shooters, you know, they have fun. You know, nobody wants to go get their, you know, ass handed to them, you know, night in, night out. So what the hell is going on there? Bunch of fire apparatus in front of the Beaumont Urgent Care. And they've actually got a pumper. That's weird. Anyhow, but so and then they got, you know, they got a middle division, which I generally find myself kind of at the top of the middle division. I'm better than most, but I'm by no means great. You know, I'm like, you know, most people I meet I'll shoot better than, but I am not good. I know what good is, and it ain't me. I just do it enough, I think, to be better than a lot of people. But that ain't good, and not compared to the guys that shoot in the league. You know, the first division in mine. And I've shot first division some years ago, about 10 years back. I was pretty consistently first division. Not the best by any stretch. I was you know, but I could hold my own up there under most, you know, under circumstances. You know, I never really was that top shooter guy, and certainly never. Never a guy that was good enough to go on a PDC or anything like that. I just, you know, state championships or anything like that. I mean, I could have at my best. I could have, you know, duffed my way through and got knocked out and, you know, maybe on a really good, if I had a really good run, I could, you know, maybe make it to, you know, quarterfinals or something like that. Maybe. That's a big maybe. I doubt that. I don't know. I was not that good. But we have a lot of fun because, you know, we got you know, place for everybody. And then usually the upper division, that there are some pretty good guys there, some money shooters and guys that play most every night and stuff like that. And, you know, as long as you don't get anybody thrown into the wrong division where they, you know, don't have a really good time or no challenge, then it's all good. But anyhow, I can talk darts all night. I'm just coming down my street. I've got some food for Mama and I. So I'm going to get inside while it's hot.
Yeah, being the darts inclusive for everybody, I love watching the beginners and teaching them and helping them. But, yeah, I could talk darts too for a long time. But enjoy your night and your food. KF80 Wild.